So let's take a look at least at one or two of the definitions and at the difficulty that Socrates claims to find with the definitions that Euthyphro gives to see if we can see what it is that Socrates finds unsatisfactory about them. What's wrong with the first definition? Here's what Euthyphro says at the beginning of the first definition. Socrates says to him, "Isn't the holy always one and the same thing in every action, and the unholy always the opposite, with its own essential form found in everything that's unholy?" Euthyphro says, "Well, you bet that's right, Socrates." And Socrates says, "Well, then tell me, how do you define the holy and the unholy?" "Well," Euthyphro answers, "that's what I noted a moment ago. The holy is what I'm now doing, for example, prosecuting a wrongdoer for murder or sacrilegious robbery." Now, Socrates' objection at this point might strike us as an obvious one. He says, "Look, I didn't ask for one or two instances of being holy. I wanted to know about the form, the essential nature of being holy. And what you're giving me instead is an example of being holy. I want to know what the essential nature of holiness is, and you give me instead an example of holiness. That isn't what I want." Well, it's true, it is an example. But so what? That is, what's wrong with giving an example by way of answer to the question, what's the nature that we're after? One simple thing that's wrong, that's obvious, is that in one sense it isn't really a definition. But that really leads us to want to ask the question, well, what could a definition give that an example can't give? That is, what is it that's lacking when we merely give an example? Let's think about that for a moment. In one sense, isn't it, it's that examples don't give us enough. We want to know more about what it is to be holy than any one single particular instance of holiness could provide. If you ask me to explain the nature of what it is to be a pencil, and I hold up a number 2 wooden pencil, it seems to me you're going to want to say, well, but you haven't really explained enough because you haven't given us what it would be that would lead us to think of a mechanical pencil that's not wooden as also constituting a pencil. So we don't really know enough to know what features specifically of the example that you're giving constitute the nature in question to be able to use the example by way of illuminating the essential nature. But that fact reveals that in another sense, what we've given when we give an example is too much. What's wrong with an example is that in some sense, it's, as it were, ontologically overloaded. That is, it's got too much being packed into it. You don't know which of the many features of the wooden pencil that I hold up, which might include its yellowness, its length, its belonging to somebody, its being on the table in front of me, or perhaps its being on the table in front of you if we're using your pencil as an example. We don't know which of these different predicates of the thing, which of these different features of the being of the thing really counts as the features that are determinate of the essential nature. So in that sense, to ask after the form is to ask that we narrow the focus onto just those features of being that the description, such and such, being a pencil, being a chair, constituting a holy action, the features of being that that kind of a description actually captures. We want, in other words, to know specifically about the being that is described by the description that fixes or determines the reference of a thing as a certain sort of thing. What is it to be a pencil? We want to know what is it by virtue of which those things that are pencils are particularly pencils. So those might be some of the things that we think about when we think about what's wrong with an example. And they might help us think about what could be wrong with the definitions that subsequently emerge in the course of the dialogue. But before we do that,